stems, this is because this decision emanates or stems from a document from whom the African group and different states of Africa have met and expressed their concerns with the decision or the action of the UNHCR. The African group deeply values the important humanitarian work of the UNHCR, and we appreciate all your tireless efforts that foster this. It's on this basis that the African group has joined consensus for the adoption of the decision of the budget, irrespective of our concerns with the methods of work relating to the document from which this decision stems. The recent action by the Secretariat to amend the report on the program budget, as has been explained by Kelly, after it had been discussed at the 88th Standing Committee and led to a consensual decision of the committee to recommend this decision to this ExCom, raises questions of transparency and equity of voices of partners in our work. We appreciate your acknowledgement of our concerns, Deputy High Commissioner. And moving forward, it is important to avoid setting dangerous precedents as this, even if it may have been a mistake. Because once this document was shared and discussed with member states, it did not remain as a UNHCR document. It became a member state document. And therefore, our consensus we gave at 88th Standing Committee of Recommendation for Adoption on Consensus was based on that unamended document and not this amended document on the floor. The African group therefore registers and wants to be on record her deepest concerns on the dangerous precedent set by the Secretariat, and we urge the UNHCR to always exercise transparency and equitably respect all partners' views, be it hosting states, donors, or any other organization. And more than ever, Madam Chairperson, there is need for dialogue amongst partners with the Secretariat to discuss areas of common interest, as well as areas where we may differ in opinion and approach. We may not necessarily agree on everything, and that's a decent thing, but we are confident that through dialogue, transparency, and mutual respect for each other's alternate views, to unite us to better champion the very important work that the men and women seated on the podium today intend to do. I thank you.